It's the Kix Morning Crew, Sean and Dave. We are joined in studio by Sandy House, Gary Schutte, and Alicia Criswell, all from the Wayne County 4-H Fair. A lot of exciting things going on this year. I know folks are looking forward to having the fair back in their life, having some normalcy. And Sandy, tell us about what's some of the things people can be looking forward to this year with the Wayne County 4-H Fair.
We are very excited to start off on June 19th, that Saturday. But before that, we do have the Queen Contest the Saturday before on the 12th. So we'll be getting a new queen coming up in the Raper Center on June 12th. But excited, yes. We've got a lot of things planned. Got some new things. Got some old things. The fair favorites, of course, fair food is going to be coming. And the carnival.
So you mentioned some new things. Can you give us like a sneak preview of what some of the new things might be?
Well, we've heard a lot of people want monster trucks to come to the fair. So we've got the monster truck show coming on Monday night, the 21st.
You were also mentioning fair food, which is obviously one of my favorite parts of coming to the fair. Deep fried anything. Throw it in there. I'll eat it. Are we going to be seeing a familiar setup when it comes to vendors and food, or is it going to be a little bit different since kind of COVID hit town?
We did have to cut back a little bit. The food, of course, we didn't cut back on the food. There will be plenty. The fair favorites should be there. We did have to cut back on the commercial side of vendors, so they won't be there this year just so we can space things out, keep safe, and move forward.
Something else that will be back, though, is the 4-H projects. And Alicia, maybe you can tell us a little bit about what the kiddos have to look forward to when it comes to project time.
So last year, we had a modified fair. We were animals in, animals out, projects out, all pretty much on the same day for a week. They are so excited to just be back at the fair together, camping. We have roughly 800 Wayne County 4-H members that represent about 450 Wayne County families. And so the Coleman Center is going to be full and air conditioned, non-walking projects. We want everybody to come in and take a look at those. We've got livestock shows happening from Saturday to Thursday. So we want people to come out and support those youth as they show off all the hard work that they do for the year.
If someone's wanting to check out these exhibits, how do they go about that? Just show up, and are there specific times for certain things?
So the Coleman Center is going to be open most days from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. We will have extended hours on Saturday and Sunday, but because the Coleman Center is more of an enclosed building, and of course we want to be mindful of COVID safety related guidance, we are going to do our best to ensure, you know, that we're social distancing, that traffic's flowing through there. So we are going to have kind of limited hours, but you'll find that information on the fair schedules that are making their way around the community.
Talking about the info, Gary, is there any other info that folks need to know when it comes to the run-up to the fair? Anything as far as maybe some COVID preparations or just general activities going on?
No, you know, as far as COVID preparations, you know, I think we've all been in this now for a year. You know, we're all used to the social distancing, the hand washing, all of that is kind of second nature at this point. So all of that is pretty much what our norm is right at this point. As far as my role in it, the sale committee kind of pivoted this year. We're doing a general scholarship fund. We're going to try to award a bunch of money out to our 4-H families. Specifically, we're going to look at taking care of our last year and our 10-year members. You know, we have members that have been in it for 10 years. So we're going to reward them with that. And we're going to have a pool of money that we get to award out to all the other members based on, you know, some guidelines and some things.
Now, Sandy, I know people are going to be really excited about this fair, and they want to know everything going on about it. Where can folks go to find more information about things happening with the fair?
We do have some programs at limited locations, but you can always join us on Facebook, and also our website should be fairly up to date. But Facebook is the place to really go and find the most current things.
And what's that web address one time?
www.waynecofourhfair.com.
And if you happen to look at that website, you'll also see Wayne County Idol, because yes, Wayne County Idol is back and we'll be out there. Looking forward to it. This will be my first chance to take part in the Wayne County 4-H Fair. Guys, thank you so much. Really looking forward to fair season once again.